One drag off a cigarette. Now we didn't smoke, but we wanted to be cool. We were small town kids, all vintage, just a couple hallway famous fools. We were way overconfident. We were in love and loving it. We were radio junkies, throwback country, suckers for the old school.
Hello and welcome to Two Old Guys on the Back Porch. I am Steve Scotch, and we have the lovely and talented Kat. That's C-A-T. Blessing your heart. Kat, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing? We can be found on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, all your premier podcast platforms. We also can be found on Facebook and Instagram. We're going to shout out to... sorry for the cat. Towns here in the United States.
United.
We're kind of united, not really. The first one is Flowood, Mississippi. They're outside of Jackson, Mississippi. Flowood is known as some popular attractions such as Crystal Lake and the Flowood Antique Flea Market. Our other town is Fort Worth, Texas. Fort Worth has historically been the center of Texas Longhorn cattle trade and embraces its Western heritage and traditional architecture and design. Giving y'all a round of applause.
All right, alcohol is the be-all and end-all here on the back porch. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy Prosecco. Is sort of the same thing. Today, I'm having a glass of 12-year-old scotch. Glenlivet is my choice of scotch. It's good, it's clean, and I like it. Kat, what you said?
Tomorrow, when this comes out, it'll be Kentucky Derby weekend, and I'm having an Oaks Lilling to go watch the Kentucky Oaks. The girls go around in Friday. A circle on the Friday before Kentucky Derby.
Ooh, sounds sweet like you, baby.
Thanks, doll.
All right, let's look at East versus West. Are we going to go locally? Then we'll go globally on East versus West. Maybe where you live, there's an east side and a west side of town where one likes to think they're superior over the other. Locally here, we do have East versus West. I grew up on the east side of town where we were perceived as backwards, unintelligent, where the East End presented themselves as better financially, intellectually. Just all around, the West Side says we're better than you. That's why I'm bringing this topic up. Kind of grew up with a chip on my shoulder, feeling like my side of town was constantly being put down because their bank accounts are smaller. Recently, our son moved into a new apartment located on the east side of the county we live in. And, you know, we've lived in said county. I could probably name it, can I? Are they going to come after me?
Go ahead.
Hanover County. We've lived out here for like 20 years now, and we're on the west side of Hanover. Son moved to the east side. We're on the west side. Out here, it's kind of like me, myself, and I. You know, drive like a-holes out here all over your bumper. We got, you know, hunting. Nothing wrong with hunting. Just deer dogs running aimlessly around. Nobody looking for them. You don't want to paint the picture the whole side of this county is unfriendly. But, you know, kind of the only time they're friendly to you out here is if they want something. Like, walk right past you. Nothing. Then if they got something you want, they want you to do something, all of a sudden it's, hey, bud, what's going on, man? How's it going? Then once they get whatever the hell they want, then next time walk right past you like you're not even here. Now, last month, Kat and I helped our son move into his new pad on the east side of Hanover County. And we experienced like a totally different vibe over there. Kind of laid back. Everybody's kind of cool. No bad attitudes. You know, you go first. We'll go second. Hit some restaurants over there. Sort of like two different worlds. I don't know why, but there is a difference between East and West. You know, the other day, just a little example. I'm coming down Howard's Mill Road, which is a road which is actually named after my wife's family. And it's just a Sunday, cruising with a dog, old guy in the pickup truck. You know the scene. Like Clint Eastwood and Gran Torino. And so nobody in sight. You know, nobody in front, nobody behind. And then I check the rear view, and there he is, out of nowhere, in his BMW with his "Don't Tread on Me." We got these idiots out here on his license plate.
See, some of those people weren't the original people from around here. They came from the other part of the West End and moved out here.
That's what I keep hearing from the local originals. Like, we don't know these, but whatever. You know. So this dude, out of nowhere, on a little country road, and his Beamer is up my tailpipe. Then he goes around me, you know, on a little old curvy country road on a quiet country morning. Just kind of the norm out here. You know, one asshole after the other. You know, I've never seen a zip code that's got, you know, these many types of people out here. Do not get it. You know, here's another one. A big one of East versus West. And everybody knows this one. It was the rap rivalry from the 90s with Tupac, right, and Biggie. Both gunned down for no good reason. Two talented dudes shot dead. Biggie was 24. Tupac was 25. Over what? East versus West. In sports, there's a major East Coast, West Coast rivalry. Major League Baseball loves to have New York Yankees versus LA Dodgers World Series.
Right.
Why? Because they got the biggest fan bases. More fans, more money. You know, on the East side, globally, the difference between East and West is cultural and religious rather than geographical. Eastern cultural countries are China, Japan, South Korea, North Korea, Malaysia, Armenia, Albania, Hungary, Poland, Russia, Russia. Eastern culture, kind of all about the group, not the individual. They have respect for the elderly, authority. Eastern culture looks for social harmony, strong community bonds, strong family unit, and keeping traditions alive, where the Western culture countries are, who are they, Kat? France, Germany, Spain, the UK, us.
Right.
Canada.
The Scandinavian countries.
Australia, Belgium, Sweden. Western culture, all about me, myself, and I. Screw the group. Westerners like to express their opinion, even when it's not wanted. Western cultures are about capitalism, science, technology. It's kind of wild, the difference in philosophy between the Eastern and Western cultures. You know, who's right, who's wrong? I think it's a draw, the positives and negatives on both sides. And again, the topic popped up in my head while Kat and I were helping our son move to a new place on the opposite side of town. On the east side of town, you know, we just noticed, we went to the store, on the east side, hit over there. Everybody's nice. We drove around there. Nobody was trying to run us over. Hit some restaurants on the east side of the county. Everybody treated us nice the way you should be, which is kind of all different from what we experience on the west side of town. Hopefully where you live, no clash between the east and the west. All right, let's roll right into One Tough Son of a Bitch. Ralph Fiennes?
Nope. Gonna stop you right there. The way you pronounce his name is Rafe. It's an old English way of saying that name.
Well, I thought I pronounced the last name wrong.
No. Rafe.
Rafe Fiennes.
Right.
62 years old from Ipswich?
Yep.
England. Rafe Nathaniel, which is our son's middle name.
Right.
And check out his name. Rafe Nathaniel Whistleton?
Mm-hmm.
Wykelton Fiennes. He's got five names.
Well, that means he's old school English. I mean,
he's also an English actor, director, and producer. I'm going to let you say his name. Say it.
Rafe Fiennes.
Picked up steam in the Harry Potter series, right?
Right.
And has gone on to be one of the most respected actors in the business.
Okay, you're glossing over here.
Glossing?
You're glossing here, because he was in freaking Schindler's List.
You're not letting me finish.
Okay.
Hello? Rafe Fiennes was the oldest of six kids. His dad was a farmer and a photographer, Kat.
Right.
His mom was a writer. So I guess the arts were in his genes right there from the beginning. He tried painting at first and then dove headfirst into acting. And holy smoke, the dude's resume, it never ends. Schindler's List, The English Patient, Harry Potter, The Grand, what, Kat?
Budapest.
What a flick. That movie won like four Oscars, I think.
Right.
Recently, Conclave?
Right. I watched him in Conclave. He was excellent. Plus, as the group there at the Actors Awards, the group won an acting award.
Rafe, as Kat called him, he did this movie a couple years ago called The Menu. Watch it. It's crazy. For some stupid reason, Rafe Fiennes has never won an Oscar. But across the pond, he's won everything, right?
Right.
Yeah. And that makes Rafe Fiennes one tough son of a bitch. Well, we didn't watch anything.
Yes, we watched the perfect series to watch before the Kentucky Derby. It is called, it was on Netflix, just started this week. It's called Race for the Crown, 6-part docuseries, a rousing documentary, but a series that tells about jockeys, trainers, owners, chasing the triumphant thoroughbred triple crown of horse racing.
How come I haven't seen it?
I've told you about it all week. I binged it. I could not stop watching it. At the heart of the Triple Crown is how horses, jockeys, trainers, and owners fight their way through race by race, all in the meaning of trying to get the Triple Crown. I mean, one of the owners on there is Michael Poli, famous for vitamin water.
Under Armour.
No, not Under Armour.
Rapoli?
Yeah, it's his. That beverage is called Body Armor, not Under Armour. He's not the Under Armour guy.
Oh.
Vitamin water, Body Armor. That's what he produces. That's why he's a billionaire. And he sits there and says there's like, what, in America, 20,000 thoroughbreds born every year? Is that about right?
Yeah.
How many? There's 20 of them only get to show up there at Kentucky Derby. and then to get one that goes through those three races.
Well, they have prep races.
Right.
You know, from pretty much the beginning of the year up until maybe a few weeks before the Derby, you have to get points to get into the top 20. And it costs a lot of money
do
this.
Yeah. It's great because they start as we do every year. Every year, Kentucky Derby, the race sport, really ends when you have Breeders' Cup, right? And then you have like a little break, and then all of a sudden the prep races start the coming year. And we have been watching the prep races the last couple of months, right?
And it doesn't help to pick a Derby winner by watching the prep races.
No,
it really doesn't.
No.
It's 20 horses in the gate. Now, this year, there's talk, there may only be 18. Owners are kind of, trainers are figuring out, you know, if you know your horse doesn't have a chance, even though he has the points, they'll hold him back and like put him in the Preakness or the Belmont because they're fresh, they're ready to go. It's a little dirty, a little tricky. I'm looking out for the horses and their health. To me, a Triple Crown, look, you should have to run all three races. I don't think it's fair that some of these dudes get to lay back and catch the second or third round, and they're just doing it to pick up a check.
Right. They're just trying to get some money in the breeder stall. So anyway, it's really good. As I said, Micropoli is one of the owners that shows up. Another one that Steve and I find very interesting is Michael Averone, well-known.
Big fan, Mike. We need to hook up, me and you.
He's into his good-looking wife and her friends and popping bottles. And
come back to New Kent. We'll do it up.
And, you know, the champagne. He's into the good life.
I got a crib in New Kent, bro. It's on.
Anyway, some of the jockeys we get to see during the series are Brian Hernandez, Frankie Dettori, one of my favorite jockey of all time, Katie Davis, gets a little shout out. Ired Ortiz Jr.
Ired Jr. is the man. Right now, he's
the guy.
He's the goat. He really is.
John Velasquez, Javier Castellano, Flavian Pratt, Jose Ortiz. You get to see inside of the jocks room. You get to kind of know, you kind of learn how hard it is to actually become the Triple Crown winner. We're sitting in a county that's famous for our one Triple Crown winner, Secretariat. We even have a statue now just down the road from
Kat
us.
Kat bought a new statue. We have in here in the house. It's kind of small.
It's not as big as the statue there in Ashland, but you know, you get off the train in Ashland, you can certainly see the statue.
That is kind of wild that one of the greatest horses, if not the, is from right down the road from here.
Right. Anyway, if you want to understand horse racing, you know, because the Triple Crown is going to go from, let's see, May, June, pretty much. When's the Belmont?
Yeah, they put weeks in between, a couple weeks. It might be 2 weeks between the Derby and the Preakness. And then I don't know if it's two or three to the Belmont. I can't remember.
But what is good is also in this, which I thought was great, was you got to see some of the other tracks like Santa Anita. We got to see a little bit of Keeneland because the Belmont that year and probably this year is going to be in Saratoga. It's a place right. That Steve and I went to. You're going to get to see some of Saratoga. You get to see a little flavor of what horse racing is all about horse racing towns.
The other thing Kat kind of mentioned, Belmont is being remodeled, redone.
Right.
And when they get through with this place, it's going to be the bomb.
It's going to be off the hook.
What you're seeing in America right now is, which is a good thing, we're kind of phasing out these little old, little dirty tracks that do a little dirty shit, you know, kind of not on the up and up. Horse racing, it's had a bad rep, right?
Right.
Let's call it what it is.
Just like the one north of us, Pimlico. It's not the greatest track in the world, but it's where the Preakness is every year. And there's a whole new scene nobody ever really shows is the inside, where all the college students and people bus in from
DC. It's the party race.
And has a big party going on that are completely clueless that there's a horse race going around them.
Well, they jumped Pimlico's ass and told him to paint that pig and fix that place up. Maryland horse racing, I'm not a fan of it. There's history there. They've told him, fix it. So the Belmont did it. Let's see what they do.
And even this year, our local track, Colonial Downs, had a sort of a prep race, right?
Yes, they did. They thrown them in the mix. We'll see what happens.
They turned the Virginia Derby into a prep race. Anyway, if you want to learn more about horse racing or are just really curious, Race for the Crown is a great docuseries.
I want to learn more. Can I have a shot?
We have a shot. We're going to have something called the Panty Dropper. It's one part vodka, one part grenadine, one part peach schnapps.
Oh, we're going to have a few of these.
Oh, we are. Get the job done, huh?
Ooh. All right. Three ingredients.
It's four. Vodka, grenadine, cranberry juice, and peach schnapps. That's kind of sweet. I think it's that peach schnapps.
Yeah, again, I repeat myself. You do that when you get older.
Oh, old man.
The schnapps always overrides. But that was a good one.
That's a good one.
All right, let's do some more. Fill those up. Panty droppers, do it up. Today we were bumping in with a lady called Mackenzie Porter, 34 years young, from Medicine Hat, Alberta, Canada. Mackenzie Porter started blowing up on country radio in Canada. And now she's making waves here in the States.
Also, she did some acting.
Yes.
Best actress of Alberta.
She was in Hell on Wheels and Travelers. Very popular on Netflix, yep. Correct?
Right.
Mackenzie Porter signed with a Nashville label. And she's about to go big time. Mackenzie Porter and her husband, Jake Etheridge, they have this TikTok video with them just sitting there in their house doing an acoustic song. It's freaking awesome. Check it out. In 2024, Mackenzie won Female Artist of the Year at the Canadian Country Music Awards.
Cool.
Check out Mackenzie Porter wherever you get your music. I want to thank everybody for hanging out on the back porch. We'll see you down the road.
See ya.